This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on Musical Space, Mark Foley looks at the power of local musical spaces.
Last time, I talked about musical geography, how style springs up from places that artists and audiences can identify with. I gave lots of examples from all over the country, but the most important aspect of this is that there is a musical nexus right here. When local musicians and audiences mutually decide to come together in a specific place, culture is born. Just up the road in Kansas City, the 18th and Vine District was the wellspring of a style as important to jazz history as 52nd Street in New York, giving to the world Count Basie, Charlie Parker, and many others. Just to the south is the site of the Walnut Valley Festival, one of America's hotbeds of bluegrass. Then there are the musical spaces within the city limits. Century 2 is the historical home to the Wichita Symphony, Music Theater Wichita, and the Wichita Jazz Festival. There's the Cotillion, built at the tail end of the ballroom era, but then becoming the local palace for rock and country. I can't imagine hearing Split Lip Rayfield any other place. But my favorite spot in Wichita for musical culture is Kirby's Beer Store. Sure, famous bands like Husker Du, Yola Tango, and the Flaming Lips played there, but it fostered our own local sounds, too. The Embarrassment, the Blivets, Clyde Connor, and Scroat Belly were nurtured at Kirby's and left their mark. It must be because of geographical concentration. The musicians, the crowd, and the whole of its musical history are crammed into such a small space that what it produces couldn't possibly happen anywhere else. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.